we move on to Tate Modern Project, the last £1 million contribution. Councillor Mark Williams.
Thank you, Chair. So, as the title suggests, this report is us as a council committing the final £1 million to the redevelopment and extension of Tate Modern. The council put in the first £1 million of the £250 million programme, so it felt very appropriate that we put in the final £1 million. The Tate Modern project and the extension of Tate Modern has already brought fantastic benefits to our borough, and one of the key stats that I'll just draw out of the report is that before Tate Modern opened, there were 6,000 people employed in the Bankside area, and today there are 70,000 people employed in the Bankside area, and that is down to the regeneration work, of which Tate Modern has been a huge spur and a huge success. And when the Tate Modern extension opens, it will significantly increase footfall and visitor trips to the borough. And it's incredibly exciting and something that we should get behind. And this report will help. This funding will also help secure educational space for our residents as well.
Thank you, Mark. I think it was the first £1 million back in 1996 into the before Tate Modern ever opened, even. Steve, Dan, any thoughts about this? I mean, we get over 5 million visitors a year now to Tate Modern, and it's, I'm sure, played a massive part in changing the north of our borough.
Absolutely. The impact of the current Tate Modern has been enormous on Bankside. I mean, Mark just mentioned those job figures, which are quite phenomenal. I think the extension is basically to the doubling size of a Tate Modern. I think it probably will become the world's number one cultural visitor attraction. That is something to be really proud of. But the wider economic impacts of jobs for people, and local people in particular, apprentices, and also the economic activity in that part of the borough. I think the story of the Tate and some of the cultural attractions in the north of the borough having a major impact upon occupiers, and particular business occupiers. And we're seeing a significant shift in, if you like, development demand moving away from luxury flats into commercial business space, which means jobs. It also means a potential for business rate retention in the borough, which goes towards assisting with our funding package. So I think we will get our money back through the medium term in terms of increased business rates in that north of the borough. We will see increased visitor numbers, we will see increased activity, economic activity, we'll see increased numbers of jobs. And I think also as well, I think one of the issues we have at the moment is that it actually is, if you like, overcrowding on the river walkway. It's become a bit of a, you could say, a victim of its own success at peak periods, and the extension will reorientate the Tate. So the main entrance is actually on the south, away from the river walkway, to address some of those overcrowding issues. Dan might want to mention something about the public railway supply to the south of the Tate, and the creation effect of a new park there for visitors today and local people.
Yeah, so as well as the building, I also get a fantastic new public realm. So we're also proposing to close Summer Street. So we'll be landscaping Summer Street and creating a new sort of pedestrian corridor through to Southwark Tube and beyond. And as well as kind of the public realm, obviously Mark touched upon the fantastic new sort of educational facilities that the project will provide. And we're anticipating 750,000 people a year coming to use the public programme space. And there'll be more announcements made about that shortly from the Tate team. So we'll be working closely with officers across the council to make sure that our local residents across the borough get as many opportunities as they can to go to those spaces inside the educational learning suites, which will open sort of middle of next year.
There's just one additional thing to mention, which currently the most visited attraction in London, and London's the most visited city in the world, is the British Museum, and expected that when the Tate Modern extension opens, we'll be able to overtake the British Museum has about 6 million visitors a year. Tate Modern's coming at about 5 million. So we'll have the most visited attraction in the most visited city in the world, and this is a fantastic thing, as Steve and Dan were just outlining, for the local economy and supporting local jobs.
Okay, any other comments on this? Okay, well, otherwise, are we content as a cabinet to agree to commit £1 million of capital funding towards the practical completion of the Tate Modern extension project?
Agreed.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, colleagues.